Hey there, KMA land. It's Double X Factor time, and I am Sandy Edie Hansen. This week, Spencer and I are looking at a topic that is familiar with those in the helping services. It's vicarious trauma. It's what it sounds like. It's someone else is experiencing trauma, and you find yourself in a deep, deep sense of empathy and feeling like you, too, are in the trauma with them. Now, healthcare workers, first responders, and many of the helping services have training to help them not to get swept away in the trauma that those they are helping are experiencing. So what do you do if you don't have this kind of training and someone you care about or know is going through something hard, or multiple people you know are experiencing trauma in their lives? If we don't take the time to recharge our own batteries, we can end up getting worn down from trying to be the person of strength for others. Now, the other thing that can happen that we need to be mindful of is sometimes the trauma someone else is experiencing triggers some unhealed things in ourselves. You can find yourself feeling anxious, grief, irritability, anger, and mood changes. And also physical symptoms like headaches, exhaustion, even rashes can be a result of being up close and wanting to help. We can get really triggered by some deep fears within ourselves when we don't know what to do to help. Feeling helpless can be very triggering. Now, according to Gabor Mate, the most important thing we can bring to a traumatic situation someone else is facing is who we are, not what we do. When we bring our full selves to the present moment, this is how we can help those who are going through something hard. To show up and bring our full selves to the present moment, we must take care of ourselves, not let our batteries get completely drained. To be a solid, calming force, to be there for someone going through hard things, we need to also have boundaries. To know where you end and other people begin. Believe it or not, this is actually the most powerful way to show up in compassion for others. The mental picture I think of in these situations is it's like a person going through something hard is down in a deep hole, like a well, and they've fallen in. And I'm up above on the rim of the hole. If I jump in with them, then we're both stuck down in the hole. But if I stay up on the top and let them know I'm there and offer them a hand to reach toward, then I can help them and they get to empower themselves to be part of their path out of the hole. Taking care of yourself is an important part of being there for others who are going through hard things. So tune in when you're doing a lot of helping and make sure you're not jumping down in the hole with the person who needs you to be an example of how to get out of it. Now, Spencer's here tomorrow and I'm back on Friday. Till then. Later.